The parable of weeds is the second parable in which Jesus talks about sowers. Last Sunday we reflected on the parable of sowers and the different lands on which the seeds were sown. And today's gospel passage is also related to sowing seeds. And it talks about two sowers, one who sows good seeds and the other who sows weeds in it. Jesus through this parable refers to the two different eternities which resemble seed and wheat. Before we proceed further, let us ask Lord to fill us with wisdom to understand as well. Our gracious Father, we thank you for guiding us and granting us your grace this morning. Fill us with your anointing and power to be aware of the depth of your word. You are the source of all wisdom, just as your Son explained the parables to his disciples. Help us today to understand your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We often do not like to listen about the life after death. The two eternities, eternal bliss or heaven, and eternal torment or hell. Many people do not believe in it, while others do not want to talk about it. But today, my dear friends, let me share with you, heaven and hell are real. There are many parts that we find in the Bible related to it. One such record is in Genesis chapter 28, the passage read before us this morning. In its verse 12, we read that Jacob saw heaven in his dream, and in the gospel passage, Jesus himself tells us about the two eternities. We find in Luke chapter 16 the story of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man asked Father Abraham to take him out of the hell, but Abraham says, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us. My dear friends, it is not possible to swap between the eternities after physical death. What was the main purpose of Jesus coming in the world as man? The straight answer is to save us from eternal torment or hell, and to take us with him to eternal bliss or heaven. He is certainly preparing a place for you and I to be with him, to be with the Father, to have beautiful eternal life in heaven. A Christian philosopher once said, all moral and ethical teachers talk about how to make bad man good, but Jesus is the only one who makes dead people live. In Matthew chapter 30, Jesus distinguishes between the people who will enter heaven and hell, and what will the two eternities be like. Jesus talks about hell and suffering in hell. And in verse 42, Jesus says, then the angels will throw them into the furnace of fire. And in Mark chapter 9, verse 43, Jesus reveals that the hell's fire is unquenchable. It is full of weeping and gnashing of teeth. The children of the evil one will be thrown into this burning furnace. In the contemporary time, we often talk about freedom of will. Yes, no doubt God has given each one of us a free will to choose between good and bad, right and wrong. My friend, please be aware. Sometimes what looks like free will is often with bondage. Martin Luther, in his book on the bondage of the will, argues that we do not have the free will if we do not resist Satan, the king of the world, who dominates us through sin and leads us to depart away from God. Therefore, we need to resist Satan and his devices. On the cross, Jesus defeated Satan. Last Sunday, we looked at Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 11, where we come to know that if Christ is in us, we become righteous. In today's New Testament reading, Paul splendidly shows from sons of God, referring to our adoption to children of God, referring to our new birth in Christ. Paul in these verses writes that the testimony of our own spirit is born in that cry of conscious sonship when we say, Abba Father. But we are not alone. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also bears within our spirit. At times, some of us say, if we are His children, why do we at all suffer? We may be suffering. We may be undergoing anxiety and worry. Most of us away from our homes, our families, our culture, our friends. There may be some problems at our workplace or related to our stay here in town. We might have lost our dear ones and may be undergoing pain. We ought to remember that with Christ, we are heirs of suffering too. He doesn't leave us alone in the middle of distress, but He stays with us. We need to fix our eyes on Him. The Spirit is our help and intercedes on behalf of us. And in whatever situation we are, do not forget to be His witness. In the middle of the 19th century, through the efforts of Welsh missionaries, a certain tribesman in northeastern part of India accepted Christ as his savior. He was persecuted by his tribesmen, and his last words are so wonderful. I have decided to follow Jesus. There is no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. There is no turning back. And later the entire tribe accepted Christ as its savior. Today, that part of India has, I would not say 100% Christians, but maximum Christians. They do send their missionaries to other parts of India and to the Asian countries. Romans chapter 8 verse 18 tells us that this suffering is nothing compared with the glory about to be revealed to us. The good news for us today is, if Christ is in us, we do not have to worry about hell. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 43, Jesus tells us that the righteous will shine like sun in the kingdom of their Father. The righteous requirement of the law is fulfilled. He will take the believers with him to heaven. In John's revelation, We come to know that there will be no hunger, no thirst, and sun will not beat down, and there will be no scorching heat. Jesus will lead his people to springs of living water. There will not be any bondage, but the liberty of the glory. We are saved in hope. Hope that we will be with him. How wonderful it will be when we will meet our Savior. In Romans chapter 8, verse 25, Paul tells us to wait with patience for seeing the supreme glory, or lost glory. He will come again with power and glory. The angels will blow the trumpet and will gather his elect. But please remember, in Revelation, the Bible tells us to hold on to what we have so that no one will take our crown. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.